the Sky News Centre at 6. French warplanes have reportedly destroyed 4 Libyan tanks as the international operation against Colonel Gaddafi gets underway. The UN's authorised airstrikes to protect civilians in Libya. Al Jazeera Television is reporting the strikes took place to the southwest of the rebel stronghold Benghazi. Former UK ambassador to Libya Oliver Miles is very concerned about the potential for innocent civilians to be hit by airstrikes.
I know it's very difficult for prime ministers and presidents to say there's nothing we can do which is useful, but it's better to do that than to kill people.
US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has spoken and says Gaddafi will continue killing civilians if he isn't stopped. In other news, almost 60 firefighters from around the UK have returned home from the area devastated by Japan's earthquake and tsunami. The UK International Search and Rescue Team, which landed at Manchester Airport this afternoon, had been hunting for survivors. They only found bodies. Two children under the age of 10 have been found dead by crews tackling a serious fire in Bristol. Two adults and three children escaped from the house before emergency services arrived early this morning. A football fan's fallen from the upper tier of Millwall's stadium. It happened as the South London club were playing Cardiff this afternoon. In sport, in rugby union, England are in huge trouble in their Six Nations Grand Slam decider against Ireland. The second half is just starting. Russell Hargreaves is watching in Dublin.
Ireland 17, England 3. England's Grand Slam dream is hanging by the slenderest of threads. The Irish completely on top, scoring the only try of the game through winger Tommy Bowe. Johnny Sexton's added 4 penalties compared to 1 from Toby Flood. Ireland 17, England 3 at the brace.
Earlier, Scotland beat Italy 21-8. In football, Manchester United have stretched their lead at the top after a 1-0 win over Bolton. Second-placed Arsenal could only draw 2-2 at West Brom. That's the latest. I'm Chloe Culpin.
Jason Rushworth. 105 Uckfield
FM. Uckfield FM. That'll be me then. Saturday afternoon, myself, Jason. Thanks very much for joining me, by the way. I think it may indeed be a bit remiss of me if I didn't actually start with a certain tribute to tonight's Hail Hail Rock and Roll show, with a tip and a nod and a thank you for the music, almost, to the amazing Jet Harris, who passed away last night. Jet Harris was the bass player for The Shadows, and the man who really held it together, a bit like John Deacon in Queen or The Ox in The Who, I mean, to name but two. But this was the man that Cliff Richard described as the rock of the band. I kind of figured I ought to sort of start tonight's Hail Hail Rock and Roll show off with a good old nod to him. I will talk about Jet Harris on the way in just a moment's time, and I'm starting off today's show with two by the man himself. I think he's more inapt than needs to be said. It's 6:05 right now. This is International Man of Mystery by The Shadows, also written and composed by the sadly missed the late Mr. Jet Harris. Bit at the end. Hail, hail, rock and roll here on Oakfield FM. Thanks for making Oakfield FM, by the way, one of your choices on your presets, and indeed around the world to the specialist music listeners to rockabilly, doo-wop and sun sound. We'll try and mix them all up from the magic of the 50s, which brought us our theme of music, to the rockabilly revival era of late 70s and early 80s, and of course the bands today that are influenced by such great talent as Jet Harris, who we've just said goodbye to last night. The news came into me last night that Jet Harris had died. I actually worked with the man himself 10 years ago on the promotion, and it was the mark of the man of just how self-deprecating he was, and the fact that he'd won all these awards. In fact, Jet Harris in 1998 was awarded the Fender Lifetime Achievement Award for his popularising of the bass guitar in the UK. He's an MBE in 2010 in the New Year's Honours. He's survived by his partner Janet Hemingway. Jet Harris, the bass player, sadly no longer with us, of the amazing Shadows. And the Shadows were a name that he coined and came up with, because you know, he couldn't have two bands with the same name, so it's down to him that we got him. Cliff Richard, speaking today, spoke of his sad loss of the amazing rock that was Jet Harris, and the real backbone that held the band together. And subsequently, I would dedicate tonight's show to the memory of the former bass player to the Shadows, Mr. Jet Harris. Moving on, Abound, from guitar a big, shall we say, Las Vegas salute to rock and roll in the form of Jukebox by Brian Stetzer. Now, if you are familiar with Brian Stetzer, he's from my era, the rockabilly revival era of the late 70s, early 80s. He was the lead singer for the Stray Cats. And, you know, there's no bad word that I can say about this man. The man's a genius, perfecting his big, big sound even as we speak along the Las Vegas Strip.
And I can't get through my head. That man, she's gone, gone, gone. I'm pushing all the buttons, but one thing is for sure, that jukebox just won't play my song no more. But I've loved that little gal now for so long, long, long. But that jukebox never said she'd do me wrong, wrong, wrong. Well, I dropped it on my butt.
Jason Rushworth.
This is Uckfield FM.
I stand in on the corner, I swig in my tea. A lie came a copper and he took my name. He put his dirty mouth on my long gray coat. So I whipped out my razor and I slit his throat. Teddy boy, a boogie, a boogie, boogie, boo. A teddy boy, a boogie. See my baby dancing to the pop. Ooh, teddy boy, a boogie, a boogie, boogie, boo. A teddy boy, a boogie, a boogie, boogie, boo. Ow, 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 ooh, ooh, ooh. A teddy boy, a boogie, 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 boogie. Go now! Changed his mind. Teddy boy, a booger, a booger, booger, boo. A teddy boy, a booger, a booger, booger, boo. Ow, 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 ooh, ooh. A teddy boy, a booger, 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 booger. One more time.
Saturday afternoon here at Uckfield FM. Thanks for your company. I do like the way that song almost finishes. It almost finishes like the old punk songs used to in the late 70s, there where they'd sort of finish on a high note, throw the microphone down, and then just walk off stage, almost like having a strop. That was the Doomsday Rockers, one of their first albums that they came out with. And I was pleased to say, in 2003, I was honoured enough to be given one of their albums hot off the press before it had even gone to print. As you can see, a real Teddy Boy band from the 1950s, keeping it alive and keeping it real as well. Now, talking of the 50s, my first doo-wop number for the evening. This one's by The Rays, the first doo-wop record of the night. Herman's Hermits, of course, were an eventual spin-off from The Rays. And there's faster versions of this one, including Cliff Richard and The Shadows, as I mentioned earlier, doing this version in later times, including 1990, where I do believe Cliff got this into number two in 1990, because I can still remember going into the pub, which at the time I used to drink at the New Inn, and this being on the jukebox, and for a mere 20p you could have four songs that you wanted. Nowadays you can just log onto your PC and watch as much as you like.
Silhouettes lost taste in the night. Wondered why I'm not the guy whose silhouette's on the shade. I couldn't hide the tears in my eyes. Silhouette, 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 oh, silhouette, 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 lost control and rang your bell. I was sore. Get me in or else I'll be strangers who had been to silhouettes on the shade. Said to my shop, you're on the wrong block. Rushed down to your house with wings on my feet. Loved you like I never loved you, my sweet. Vowed that and I would be two silhouettes on the shade all of our days. Two silhouettes on the shade. Silhouettes.
Jason Rushworth.
This is Uckfield FM.
Well, I watch this music with a chase of love. But now ponies dead and say it's dead. They'd so get wise in the hands of blood. When you live it, when you take it, dud. Rock-a-billy-boos, okay.
Hail, hail, rock and roll of a Saturday afternoon here at Uckfield FM. Just gone 22 minutes past the hour of 6, and the sun is very much breaking the curtains right now, as a friend of mine once said. Crazy Cavern and the Riven Rockers, you just heard there, proper teddy boy band from South Wales, who are also influenced by Jet Harris. You see the connection of some of the songs I'm throwing in here. The late Jet Harris, the bassist from The Shadows, influenced a lot of people in his time, and it just seems such a terribly nice guy from some of the emails that I've had since last night, since hearing of the sad death of the the Shadows bass player. The Welshman there, of course, have had 13 albums under the label of Crazy Cavern, and been around since 1964, when they were originally called Count Dracula and the Vampires, and it's easy to see why they changed the name. And of course, lots of bands did actually change their name in and around that particular period, the period that influences this show, the Rockabilly to Doo Wop, and the Sun Sound, songs to jive to, and stuff to keep Teddy Boys happy, I dare say, along the route. If you want to get hold of the show at any time, just email studio@uckfieldfm.co.uk, go on the website and see how ugly we all look at uckfieldfm.co.uk, and pick on a presenter, I guess. You can also go on the webcam, and you can see what I look like there as well. And I think also on the webcam there's another picture of the second studio, which is under a rapid construction here at Uckfield FM, as this station continues to grow, and growing as it is. Thank you for listening outside of the FM band, and if you are listening on FM, of course, thanks for that. Your lockers on your presets will only be a button away from giving you great shows like this. But listening further afield, and with a huge taste in rock and roll, rockabilly, doo-wop, and Sun Sound, and stuff to jive to, and I dare say a Teddy Boy or two. A quick mention to Anna and Aoife, John Amadi, Leona Jarvis, also Megan Jones, Robert Bailey, Tammy Teo, Val Bird, Dave Smith, Leona, Valerie Evans, Peter Bennett, Tim Scott, and Tom Green. Thank you very much for listening online tonight, and sharing your some of the things you've been saying about Jet Harris. I will read a couple of emails out, just a couple of one-liners on the way about the great man. But one thing that Jet Harris was influenced by was this man, the man who started it all off.
Good to rockin' tonight. Well, I heard the news, that's a good to rockin' tonight. I'm on the hold of my baby as tight as I can. Tonight she'll know I'm a mighty, mighty man. I heard the news, there's good to rockin' tonight. I say, oh, meet me in a hurry behind the bar. Don't you be afraid that I'll do you no harm. I want you to bring along my rocking shoes, cause tonight I'm going to rock away all the blues. I heard the news, there's good to rockin' tonight.
Running wild. Oh, come on. you're down, gonna rub me. It makes me a running wild. I want a big black cat, he's sitting on a hill, looking to my eyes, and I never came back. Yeah, voodoo woman, meet me the voodoo child. But you don't gonna love me, it makes me running wild. I love the voodoo woman, I love the voodoo woman. Yeah, voodoo woman, I love the voodoo woman. But if you don't gonna love me, it makes me a running wild.
Hail, hail, rock and roll of a Saturday evening here at Uckfield FM. Thanks, you can't be 29 minutes past the hour of six. That's GMT, not quite into British summertime yet. GMT, does that stand for good music time? I'm sticking with it. It does indeed. You've just heard, by the way, Voodoo Woman by the Town Beats, based and formed by four males who were deep into the Hollywood B-movies. Voodoo Woman, Hollywood B-movies. Remember the, what was it, 900-foot-tall woman? That's another Hollywood B-movie classic from the Hammer House of Horror era. A bit of a one-hit wonder for them. Particularly the saxophone stands out on that as it cranks up and begins. It's playing stuff like that that I absolutely love doing. Bringing in my old bag of CDs and saying, hey, look at this, listen to this. This show, in fact, is almost like you've come round to my house and I'm playing you a few songs which you may never have heard of before, a lot of which you will, but it's always great to be introduced to some stuff, particularly of a genre that which you might find appealing. This show, of course, being Rockabilly Doo-Wop and Sun Sound. Stuff to jive to, things to keep Teddy Boys happy to. Now, I will be disappearing for a few months while I go and sort my wedding out. There's not just a royal wedding which is happening in the horizon, there's my own, and after all these years I'm finally getting spliced and going to go ahead and do it. So if I'm off the dial for a little while, that's what I'm doing. I'm organising my own wedding, so I hope you'll join me one day in the future. Looking back though on some of the shows that I've done here, I particularly have a favourite in mind which I just want to remind you of. We took this show out live to the concert hall just down the road from the studio into town, and we had the band up on stage live, who were simply known as the Jive Aces. They got a single out now, by the way, called London Rhythm, which we actually managed to introduce on that particular night as we were live up on stage with the Jive Aces celebrating the last day of the Uckfield Carnival. And what a jolly good night it was too. It's my favourite memory of doing these rock and roll shows here over the last several months. But a quick reminder of how we introduced the band on stage back then. It was a Sunday night. The next voice you'll hear will be mine. I'm talking about the fact that it's Saturday now, and I introduce this by saying it's Sunday because that's the night the gig was. Right after I've introduced the band, you'll hear the band live on stage as we broadcasted them live, almost a triple cast, because we had an audience, we had them on FM, and we had them online as well. Take you back for the mist of time with the jingly jangly sounds of a TARDIS, which I don't have to hand, so just use your best imagination. It's Sunday, it's 7:30, and we are live from the Civic Centre. Welcome to Hail Hail Rock and Roll on Uckfield FM, at the heart of your community, celebrating the last day of the Uckfield Festival. We're live on FM 105, and if you happen to be in your cars right now, picking us up, lock that on as one of your presets in your car radios, and you'll only be a button away from being at the heart of your community. Now, it's a triple cast today, so those who are listening on the line, the World Wide Web on uckfieldfm.co.uk, and you've never heard of Uckfield before, may I introduce Uckfield to you. It is a town on the Weald district of East Sussex in southern England. It's located on the southern edge of the Weald and on the River Uck, and is one of the tributaries to the Ouse, the mighty Ouse. If you're ever going to call a river anything, I'd probably call it the Ouse as well. Uckfield, the name actually, is an ancient Celtic British word meaning high place, and the first mention of the historical documents goes back as far as the 13th century, although the local architect here in the town tells us that 9000 BC there were some Stone Age finds here, so it goes back even further. Uckfield developed as a stopping off point for the pilgrims en route between Canterbury and also Chichester and Lewes, but today we are here to celebrate a history of a very different kind, because this is rock and roll.
They've all got the London Rhythm, and the feet just wanna dance. It's so hot, the London Rhythm, so go on, take a chance. Grab your girl
the London rhythm and swing from side to side. Let her twirl the London rhythm and together you will glide.
From Piccadilly to my garage, London rhythm will swing. Up Pall Mall to St. James Park, London rhythm is king.
We've all got that London rhythm, so take it slow and smooth. That London rhythm will get you in the groove.
Jason Rushworth.
This is Uckfield FM.
Saturday night here at Uckfield FM. That's the sort of music you'd want to hear in the 1950s, just before you went out to the movies or the dance, whatever was the main entertainment of the day. Perhaps even the drive-in movie. Probably would have been. That was a hit in 1958. Got to number 5 in this country. Number 7, if memory serves, in the US. That was the Ponytails singing Born Too Late, who were Tony Costin, Karen Tompkins and Patty McCabe, who all met at high school, which they attended. They split for music in the 1960s. I guess they reunited for the Cleveland Festival in 97, and that's the last we've ever heard of them. Quite sad, but true. By the way, if you are getting hold of the show today, you can email studio@uckfieldfm.co.uk. You can text also. Text the word Uckfield, then your message to 810. And if that's still not good enough, you can also get us on Facebook as well, either the Uckfield one or mine. If you're on the old Facebook, it's Jason Rushworth is the one you're looking for. That's R-U-S-H-W-O-R-T-H. And I'm the only Jason Rushworth on there, sat on a camel. Oh, there are many Jason Rushworths. There are many imitators. Some imitators to the crown of the Prince of Wales next. The Prince of Wales, nothing to do with royalty or majesty, but the nickname that has been given over the years to one Shaken Stevens, or Mr. Barrett, to give him his real surname. I don't know if you remember, last October, Shaken Stevens was on tour, and he just was recording his new album at the same time. This was October, and he had a big exhaustion fit and fainted, and he was taken to hospital. Not before he managed to get all his tracks laid down, though, for the Christmas release. But, you know, looking back on some of the good stuff that Shaken Stevens has done, here's one from the Epic Years album. It's actually the last track on there, and I'd have forgotten all about it until the other day, but I thought I'd brush it off and play it for you anyway, in great homage to the man that is Shaken Stevens.
Jason Rushworth.
This is Uckfield FM.
rock and roll of a Saturday night here at Uckfield FM, 44 minutes past six. You'll notice the instrumental there, Memphis by Lonely Mack. Another one who was influenced by the great Jet Harris, who I dedicated this entire show to, and it would be remiss of me not to have begun the show with a couple from the great Jet Harris, who was the bass player, of course, from The Shadows. That particular one was called Lonely Mack by Memphis. Memphis and Lonely Mack had got a number 5 in 1963. I do like the instrumental numbers. There isn't enough of them played, and that just proves that the Shadows really were unique in their own rights. And be it so, and be it long so too. Now, up next, Hey Baby by Bruce Channell. Bruce Channell, or Bruce Channell, depending which side of the English channel you're on. It's almost one of these songs that's got another story attached with itself, as indeed most of the songs I play do. And that, to me, makes a good radio show. A man and his music, and I'm deep into it too. The Beatles supported Bruce Channell on tour, and legend has it that this song, the harmonica bit in Hey Baby, actually inspired John Lennon on the Beatles' first single in 1962. You know, the one Love Me Do with the instrumental harmonica bit in the middle? That was inspired, legend has it, by this next song by Bruce Channell. And of course, the two met, and as one artist influences another, as I've often said on this show, so this influenced John Lennon in later life. If you are a lady, and ladies tend to pick up on this more than gents, this is the one which is from the movie starring Patrick Swayze, Dirty Dancing. Everyone seems to know this one. Everyone seems to dance to it too.
I'm gonna make her mine, all mine. Hey, hey, baby, I wanna know if you'll be my girl.
When you turned and walked away,
that's when I won't say, come on, baby, give me a word. You'll be my girl.
Jason Rushworth.
This is Uckfield FM.
Listen to me. Whoa.
Don't shed a tear.
Ooh.
rock and roll of a Saturday afternoon here at Uckfield FM. Do believe that's my second doo-wop outing of the particular show, and specialising as I do in rockabilly doo-wop and sun sound and stuff to jive to, and stuff to keep Teddy Boys happy with as well. Eyes by the Earls came out in 1963 and was played on radio at the exact time as Kennedy was shot in Dallas. That was what's played in Dallas as he was shot. New York City doo-wop ensemble, the Earls, singing Eyes, and they were discovered singing on the street corner of a subway. The Earls took the original black doo-wop street harmony and refreshed it and expanded it and made it sound as good as that, and that's why I love it so much. You know, I love all this kind of stuff. Anyway, without further ado, I've got to pay some bills now, but I will be back with the Razorbacks after this.
The end of season sale at Elements for Home is guaranteed to turn up the heat in your house. Our massive stove clearance sale is the hottest opportunity to get your dream multi-fuel wood burner at prices that leave the opposition cold. Oh, look, that's enough of the fireplace puns. And can somebody stop this terrible music? Put simply, check out the great deals on wood burners, flues and fireplaces at Elements for Home on the Bluebell Business Estate next to the Bluebell Railway at Sheffield Park. Or visit elementsforhome.co.uk to find out more. Or call us on Uckfield 721 464 to speak to a person. Oh, and hurry, stocks are limited. There, that wasn't so difficult, was it?
This is Uckfield FM.
Saturday afternoon here at Uckfield FM. I wrote the law one. by the Razorbacks. I dedicate that to the chairman of the station, without whom this great institution would not be. I Fought the Law by the Razorbacks may possibly be one of the greatest re-releases of a song I've ever heard. The Razorbacks, if you've never heard of them, Bruce Springsteen is a big fan of the Razorbacks, and he actually propelled them into a perpetual stratosphere that they are stateside. Not so well heard of over here. Kenny Dodder was the lead singer on there, and the Razorbacks set out with one common goal in mind, to make sure the good rock and roll music gets into the mainstream and into people's ears. And it was their 1980s cover from that 1959 song, originally, of course, by Buddy Holly. Wrote The Law, and The Law one dedicated to our station chairman. Now, Buddy Holly, of course, there's very few things that I've left to say about Buddy Holly in the months that I've been performing rock and roll here, except to play him and salute the man. Do you know, every time I do play a Buddy Holly song, as I say, I struggle to find something different to say about the man, who was, of course, born Charles Hadrian Holly, changed, of course, to Buddy Holly after a misspelling on his first gig. It was a sad day, of course, in 1959, that we lost him forever, and as he headed over from one gig to another. And I've even spoke at great length about the accident which took Buddy Holly from us, and the type of aircraft, and who was on there, and that town of Lubbock in Texas that still has a big statue to Buddy Holly, as indeed if you go along to the end of one of the Great Lakes in Switzerland, you'll see a statue of the great Freddie Mercury as well. I hope, as this show is dedicated to the memory of Jet Harris, that one day statues of all these Shadows, and indeed their lead singer, may become a possibility as well one day. Buddy Holly, though, here on Hail Hail Rock and Roll at Uckfield FM. Won't you come to my house back at home?